If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, welcome to this is hardcore. Co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. The next episode's about to hatch.
We have a name for that last episode?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the cough episode of the Terry and Gatch Coffity Show. Comedy show, excuse me. It's Wednesday hump day. My name is Terry Guile, and across the table is my co-host, a cough host.
That's a lot of gold, I got a gold, cough.
And this is Cough. This is a band called Cough. We started off the week with some bong ripper, satanic bong ripper music. And now we're coughing because of it. This is another band for Hans.
And so by Friday, we'll be getting up.
Yeah, I got to think of the band. I got one day. Whole day tomorrow.
You're getting off that, dude. You just put on some porn music.
You could take that as a sample right there. That's the best porn music ever.
Yep.
So yeah, this is a band called Cough. And their H at the end has an upside down cross hanging off it.
Oh.
And on the album cover, it has some swords in the ground with some sticks in the woods and a chick who's naked.
Ah.
But you just see some side boob, and she's all hunched
naked.
Over. She's naked.
You said naked? It brought Duck Dynasty to me.
Naked.
Yeah, that might be a good voice for, the dad of that show, Phil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I seen her naked in the woods.
Happy, happy, happy.
Duck Dynasty. Is he running for president or something?
Yeah, I had that as a story.
Do you? Is that true?
No, it's not for president. Now, they just started the fourth season, and Republicans want him to run for political office.
Obviously.
Obviously made to cash in on the popularity of the good folks to use them as pawns to get the public to like their political party.
That's right.
You know, and it would actually work the opposite, I think. I think many politically divided people on the other side would stop watching Duck Dynasty. There doesn't need to be politics in Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I don't think
that's
so.
Part of the reason why I think people enjoy it is because it's not, you know, they're kind of simple folk.
Right.
Not simple folk, I guess, but, Phil definitely is. Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Yep.
So I was pretty happy.
Yeah. Happy, happy, happy.
Speaking of ducks and listening to doom metal, this came across, this is pretty funny. It's a doom metal band name generator based off of your name.
Oh.
Your band would be called Doomed Evil.
I like that.
And mine would be Morning Evil. Not like it's early, mm-hmm. but like you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
What was mine again?
Wait, I was wrong. I'm fucked up. Yours was actually Doomed Goat.
Doomed Goat.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Doomed Goat.
Uh-huh.
And I am Morning Goat, which is
morning
a sad
goat.
Not an early goat, but a morning goat. See, because we have the same last letter for our name.
Yeah.
Gatch and Guile.
I want to take the goat out of there.
Yeah.
And put the other two words together, like morning doomed.
What?
The morning doomed. The doomed morning.
See, if your name was like Chris Johnson,
uh-huh.
your band would be Black Sabbath.
Or Goat Morning.
That'd be Gatchel Dust. Gatchel Terry. Gatchel T. There's a lot of... The words are kind of like... Like Pat Wambacher, his band would be Smoky Snake.
Smoky Snake.
What's Hans's band? Hans'
Smoky
band is...
Snake sounds
kind of
like...
Oh, Hans. Satanic Sabbath.
Nice.
That's a good one, Hans.
Yeah.
Ron Ferris has a band called Nebula... Or Electric... Electric... Wait, shit.
Electric Nebula?
No, that would have been a good one, though. I'm reading them backwards. This would be...
Nebula?
Sighing Forest.
Is that like... There, I just sighed.
I know.
Is that like a Forrest Gump sighing?
I guess. And then like Lance's band would be Stone Trees.
My bad.
Mike from Griefhammer would be... Sleeping Snake.
Sleeping Tree would be kind of cool.
Hey, isn't there a band called... Oh, Screaming Tree. But you can just take these words and make your own, like...
Mm-hmm.
Bubbling Witch.
You know what would be fun is Stoned Goat.
Yep. Or Acid Sun.
I like Stoned Goat. Because you could either be throwing stones at it, or he could be getting high.
How about Lone Bong?
Can you imagine a goat that is high?
All the time?
They already eat all the time.
There's some satanic-looking goats out past my house, man.
If your vehicle was a goat, like if we drove goats around, your goat would have a pentagram on it.
Dude, I think these ones have pentagrams. They look so satanic. They have these big, rounded horns, and their fur just looks like an old, dirty blanket.
Mm-hmm.
With pentagrams and like blood stains on it, and then they just like they make weird noises and they'll charge in. They're like a pig goat Satan Lucifer animal.
You ever drive by those farms that have like the one black sheep out there?
Yeah,
you know they did that on purpose, right?
They painted him.
Did they?
Yeah.
Or did they just
no, he's the black sheep of the family.
Yeah. Or do they just import a black sheep so they that. People driving by will go, there's the black sheep of the family.
Well, they just don't want people to think that they're totally racist. They, at least there's one.
That's so all the other goats can say, hey, I got a black friend.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have a black friend. His name's Bobby. Ba-ba black sheep. That used to be a show.
You know it's illegal to honk when you drive by sheep because it'll give them a heart attack.
Dude, and what I do that. They jump and run like...
I know. It can kill them.
Really?
Yeah.
My wife gets mad.
Yeah.
Because they'll be all congregated like in the shade or something right by the fence, and I'll just get right by them and just go, like, and they just take off running. Some of them trip and fall, and then they trample each other. It's like a Who concert. It's like 11 sheep were killed in a trampling incident after a Ford pickup drove by and honked his horn.
What do you think would happen if you, instead of driving by and honk, and you set up amps and stuff there and just started practicing right there in the corner and watched them...
Rock for the sheep?
Yeah, so it looked like a concert.
Yeah. And look, they're just all a bunch of sheep. They don't really like us. Just one of them likes us. And they're all just like, man, what do you got? You like this band? We like them too. Oh, you have one black friend? So do we. We're all a bunch of sheep. Sometimes you see just like an Oreo sheep that has like a black spot on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can't even give you a full black sheep. You're like,
yeah,
you just get a black spot.
I didn't know that. They really paint them?
No, not black.
I thought maybe they did as like an identifying of the...
Well, they'll paint like a number or a letter or a color on the back of their neck.
I thought they just did... They would paint the one black just because it's
really
like the runt.
No, they really come out black. No, they actually have black wool.
But just one...
It's
just one per mother?
One per 100.
Really?
No, I have no idea what the ratio is, but I know it's large. It's a large ratio. I don't know why.
I know
though.
You don't know the exact number.
I do. It's 162, which is a 53-1. In case you don't know,
mm-hmm.
Today's National Spumoni Day. What's the fuck spumoni?
Isn't it like a dessert?
I don't know, but I want to get some now.
I don't think you do.
No, is it like flan?
It's probably something like that.
First, I thought it was National, like, Osti Spumante Day, but it's Spumoni. Spicoli. Spaholi. Granoli.
Spumoni.
I just want to know who comes up with this shit. Can't we just...
Remember that big hit that, well, it was a cover, but Billy Idol did it. Spumoni Moni.
Hey, Spumoni Moni. Spumoni Moni. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe you do want some Spumoni. Yeah.
Because I feel like Spumoni. See, if Spumoni makes a comeback, that should totally be the song that they use. Because I feel so right, I want to like Spumoni.
Spumoni is...
That's funny to say the more you say it.
And the plural is Spumoni with an I on the end.
No way.
Yep.
Spumoni-I?
Yeah, it's a molded Italian ice cream made with layers of different colors and flavors, usually containing candied fruits and nuts. Typically, it is three flavors with a fruit-nut layer between them. And often mixed with whipped cream, cherry, pistachio, and either chocolate or vanilla are the typical flavors. And then often cherry bits.
Why would you want to eat moldy ice cream?
I don't know.
Is it molded or is it molded?
It's, no, it's molded. Like, it's frozen into a shape.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a shaped ice cream.
Hey, here's a funny thing.
It says here, it says, place of origin, Italy, details, type, ice cream, serving temperature, cold.
You got to keep your ice cream cold.
main ingredients, ice cream.
Yeah. So whoever made that website's an idiot. They're
Wikipedia?
Like, hey. Oh, yeah. Well, anybody can make a wiki page.
That is true.
But it doesn't last very long. So out of all the weird names I've ever heard, I think this one takes the cake to switch the subject here in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Police in Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. That kind of sounds like Spumoni, Wisconsin. Bizao doo-doo zippity-bop boop-bop was charged with possession of marijuana and intent to manufacture. A 32-year-old man who was born Jeffrey Drew Wilschke had his name legally changed in October 2001 to Bizao Dudu Zopipity Bop Bop Bop. I got it right that time.
Mm-hmm.
He had drugs and paraphernalia during a July 20th traffic stop. The records show that Zubibity Bop 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 of Madison was driving a minivan with expired registration when a Washington County Sheriff's deputy pulled him over for weaving between lanes. They found 0.60 ounces of marijuana in a mason jar. That's 6/10 of an ounce. What's that, 4/5?
5.
6/10?
5/8.
3. All right, he had 5/8. More than 100 small plastic bags, 2 scales, grinders, and marijuana pipes. Zop-pippity-bop-bop-bop said his passenger, Zachary Merriman of Davenport, had a combined $1,800 in cash on them. I like to say this. Zobibbity Bop 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 is scheduled for trial September 17th, and if convicted, could face up to zibbity bop years in prison and a zibbity bip bip bap fine.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Years
in prison.
It's no weirder of a name than P. Diddy.
Wait. Let me read the name again. Bizao Doo-Doo. That's his first name. His last name is... Zopity bop dash bop dash bop. I was leaving the bops out, so it's Bizao do dash do. Zopity bop, that's one word, dash bop dash bop. Bizao do do, zopity bop bop bop.
So for sure, you'd probably call him doo doo bop bop. Doo bop.
I just call him zopity bop
doo-doo.
Bop. Doo doo. Call him BZ, that's what I call him.
Bees.
Hey, what's up, Beezy? You fucking Beezy.
Beezy Bee.
There was a cop in Brownsville, the resident deputy when I was younger, named Chris Beezy. Mm-hmm. But it was spelled like with a C or something. It started with a B. But it was like B-E-C-E-Y or something, but it was pronounced Beezy.
Hmm.
Or maybe he
was he getting Beezy?
He was getting Beezy with my sister for a little bit.
Ooh.
That's probably too much information, but whatever. A blind Scottish man tried to realize his lifelong dream of driving a car when he crashed into a boulder and nearly hit a pedestrian.
That was his lifelong dream of driving a car?
Yeah. Obviously, you can't see in your dreams when you're blind as well. Paul Keating was driving his friend Subaru Impreza when he impressed everyone that was watching. The accident took place in New Lanark in Scotland. And he said his friend Brian Gillen, who's not that much of a friend, suggested he get behind the wheel and offered to help the blind man steer and brake. I felt safe enough because I was going slow and my friend had his hand on the wheel and was telling me where to go. But next thing I knew, I hit a huge rock.
You didn't see it coming? It was like an iceberg
something? I don't know how I didn't see it. I was shaken up and I was just glad that no one had been hurt. I know it was a really silly thing to do and I am sorry for what I have done.
Well, you know, the road is made of rock, right?
Yeah.
So it looks just like a road.
It does. He was just driving up the road.
Yeah.
Now, here's a charge I did not know existed. Maybe it does not in America, but he was charged with driving dangerously through blindness, which I thought might have been a town in Scotland. He's driving dangerously through blindness, driving without insurance, and driving with a provisional license. How did he get a provisional license if he's blind?
I don't know.
His friend was charged with allowing an unfit person through blindness to drive a car and permitting a person.
Wow, so were all of his friends charged?
That sounds like a new band. Through blindness.
Ah.
I'm allowing a person unfit through blindness to drive a car. Oh, that's the charge. Allowing a person unfit through blindness to drive a car. He lost his vision when he was 28 from Leber's disease. Leber. Wonder who Leber is.
Leber disease?
L-E-B-E-R.
Hmm.
That's when your eyes just fall off.
Dude, that would be scary.
Sorry about that, dude. I'm not trying to make fun of you, but good job for driving.
Did you hear that a man in South Carolina got revenge on a neighbor by rubbing buttered toast on the back window of his SUV?
That's such sweet revenge.
He was charged with malicious damage to property, and the estimated cost of damage was about $1.
And was he also arrested for serving revenge cold? Cold toast? It couldn't have still been warm.
No.
Public urination citation. It's tossed out during an event in New York. So I guess it's okay to pee.
Well, yeah.
A bunch of outstanding warrants and summons were thrown out by a judge in New York for public urination. So I guess you might as well have been jacking off in the park, too, because we talked about that long ago.
Might as well do both.
Yeah. This guy was caught urinating in an empty parking lot after a two-hour train ride home from work. Had to go real bad.
Who's the victim there?
I thought it was a safe spot, but the cop showed out of nowhere. It was like he just fell out of the sky.
Who's the victim, though?
The cop? Maybe. Because he had to see him peeing?
No.
I don't know. She tossed a ticket, the judge did, under the Project Safe Surrender, a program meant to eliminate low-level warrants and summons so prosecutors can focus on more serious crimes. Thank you very much, Judge Sharon Hudson,
for
fucking pointing that out, because there's a lot of crack dealers,
I'm talking about
murders.
Like major crimes like pissing in a parking lot in the middle of the night.
So this is going to take up a good 20 minutes of our time. You got a publicly appointed attorney. That's going to be money for court costs, and then we're going to find him not guilty, and then you're a dick because you're the cop that arrested him.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, did you know in Japan for a limited time you can get Pepsi-flavored Cheetos?
I thought you were going to say Coke. Pepsi-flavored Coke.
Pepsi-flavored Cheetos. They have Pepsi powder instead of cheese powder.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd try it. I would definitely try it. I still haven't got to try the chicken and waffle chips. Have you?
The chicken and waffle ones, yeah.
You've tried them? Are they good?
Didn't we try them on here?
I don't think so. We tried all different. Nope, we tried the other ones.
the sriracha I never tried.
I thought we did the.
I never tried that.
What was the third one?
The garlic cheese bread. I never tried that one either. Huh. I didn't like the other ones, and we both had those, the garlic and sea salt ones.
Yeah.
Which were very good.
Yeah.
I recently ate another bag of those.
Huh.
They were very good.
Right on.
Very good.
It's making me hungry, thinking about food.
You know, speaking of victimless crimes, Who's the victims of Heidi Fleiss? Remember when she got busted for prostitution?
Yeah.
Which should be legal.
She was a madame.
Yep. Now she's been busted for another thing that should be legal. 392 pot plants.
Whoa.
She just can't get a break.
No.
Prostitution, weed smoking. Who's that hurting?
Just herself. Some people might think. And if you think that it is, then meh. Don't
somebody's going to get prostitutes and high either way. Why can't she provide it?
I don't know. Poor lady. So now, here's a new thing. Explosive breast implants could be the next bomb delivery method used by Al-Qaeda. The chief bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Asiri, is rumored to have developed explosives that can be concealed in boobs. Body cavities that are undetectable by airport scanners. There's genuine fears over this. Be on the lookout for explosive breast implants. If you see a woman in line at the airport and her chest explodes, she may be a bird. No, she just might have explosive implants.
Yeah. What she got to do, like tweak her nipple and they go off?
We have been told to pay particular attention to females who may have concealed hidden explosives in their breasts.
Why would they even need to do that? Why wouldn't they just hide the explosives in their vaginas?
This is particularly difficult for us to pick up, but we are in a very high state of alert. We will be feeling every boob that comes through here.
I think the ATA or whatever it is, TSA, just wants to fill up women.
They are taking longer to screen people, and there is definitely some sort of profiling going on.
Yeah, if you got tits.
Yeah.
But I don't even think, I mean...
That's what I always look for. If you got tits, I'm going to check you out a little longer than if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to happen at the airport. Just pretend like it's regular life. Because you get checked out a little bit longer. And here's the last thing.
And you're going to have to do more chores.
And this guy's named Oppenheimer. And you know that's got to be important. He's saying it's pretty top secret and potentially very grisly and ghastly, unquote.
Wow.
It's ghastly. He's an explosive expert. He said there's a great fear that Al-Qaeda will put these medically implanted explosives to use before very long.
I don't know. I think there'd just be other ways that would get it by just as easy without that. Like I said, there's other orifices you could put it in.
Orifices?
You think if they're going to scan they're going to find metal or whatever in your breasts, right?
No, it's undetectable. It's not metal.
Oh.
It's liquid bombs.
So they're squirting it out? It's like an anthrax, say milk. It's milk-thrax?
Milk bombs. Boom, milk bombs. Damn. That's see? Science teaching you shit on the fucking Terry and Gatch comedy show.
Yeah.
So just remember to listen to every episode because you'll learn something from every episode. I guarantee it.
Did you know a person in Bolivia is said to be the oldest documented person ever? 123.
Still alive right now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was just something a week or two ago that said it was the oldest man was like 114. So this person must have saw it and came forward.
Yeah. I thought the oldest documented was like 125.
But he's still alive right now.
When asked how old he was, he said, I must be 100 or more. They do have a certificate. But I'm just saying, you always hear about this oldest documented person ever. How come nobody fucking... How come everybody's dismissing Moses? Isn't he documented to be 400 years old or whatever?
700, 800.
700, 800 years old?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I think.
What finally killed him?
Probably 40 days and nights in the desert. A burning bush caught his beard on fire. I don't know. I don't know how he died. I lost. If I knew, I must have forgot. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Hey, did you see that new Russell Simmons video? It's a Harriet Tubman sex tape.
Yeah. I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
He's taking a load of criticism for that.
He thought it was funny.
Yeah. It used an actress to portray the famous abolitionist to having sex with her massa so that he would let her run the Underground Railroad. It was part of a deaf comedy jam, I guess. But he took the video down after being contacted by his buddies, in air quotes, at the NAACP. They asked him to take it down. He's like, I'm a very liberal person with thick skin. Mm-hmm. He said his first impression of the Harriet Tubman piece was that it was about one of those actors said in the video, 162 years later, there's still tremendous injustice. Wow.
Plus, you know, it's tough.
In the video, Tubman outwitted the slave master anyway, so he thought it was politically correct. Silly me. I can understand now why so many people are upset.
Well, I mean, you're... Either way, he would have had people upset.
Oh, yeah. You can't even say Harriet Tubman and sex tape in the same sentence without people getting upset.
Some people are going to find it funny, and then some people are going to be upset. And then you're going to have to react on that, and then some people will be upset, and some people will be fine how you handle it. So in the end, you're only going to please 25% of the people, so...
How are you going to handle it?
Here it says Moses died at the age of 120.
Well, that's not the story I read.
Hmm.
Probably got lost in the translation.
Yeah.
Maybe you could Google, did people live to be 700 in the Bible? Maybe it wasn't Moses. Maybe it was, what's his name that was begat by what's his name, who begat what's his name, and then they had that kid, and then God told him that he had to kill his kid because there was a sacrifice to his... Because then I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did you Google it?
No.
Dude.
A kid you said got trapped in a claw machine. Did you hear about that?
Is it in Florida?
Probably.
No. I thought you said you had a crazy Florida story.
It took his mother $22 to get him back.
Oh.
Ah!
Well, I got a crazy Florida story here.
Right,
it's not that crazy, but a suspicious package received by a woman... turned out to be a battery-powered sex toy. She called deputies and reported she had received a suspicious package. It was making some noises and buzzing. Sheriff's office spokeswoman said a bomb tech specialist examined the package and determined it to be battery-operated sex toy. It was a pink plastic adult novelty item with some type of plastic rabbit attached to it.
That's the most common toy around, isn't it?
The recipient said she did not order it. Sure you didn't. Sure you didn't, Florida woman. It's that same lady.
Mm-hmm.
Florida woman.
It is. They're all over.
Yep.
I mean, she gets around.
Florida man, too.
Uh-huh.
I got a story about a Florida man.
I think
it's the same Florida man that we're always having to talk about. But this time... Florida man has gone off his fucking rocker.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about this? Derek Medina of Miami posted an apparent confession to Facebook along with a photo of his wife's dead body before turning himself into authorities.
I did hear about Florida man and doing that.
He has been charged with first-degree murder. He goes, I'm going to prison or death sentence for killing my wife. Love you guys. Miss you guys. Take care, Facebook people. You will not see me in the news. My wife was punching me, and I am not going to stand anymore with the abuse, so I did what I did. I hope you understand, said his post. The post was up for 5 hours before his Facebook profile was disabled. Medina later told police that he and his wife had gotten into a fight and said that his gun got pointed at her.
Mm-hmm.
The gun somehow got pointed at her, and she left the room. Minutes later, Alfonso returned to the bedroom to announce that she was leaving him, and she began punching him. At this point, he says he returned to the bedroom to rearm himself, returned to the kitchen. She was armed with a knife. He got the knife away from her, at which point she began punching him again, and then he shot her.
Wow.
So he took a photo of her body with her knees bent backwards and blood covering her left cheek and arm and posted it on Facebook and tagged her in the photo with the caption, R.I.P. That dude's
pretty insane.
He's got to be a little bit crazy. That's one of the craziest Florida stories,
yeah.
I mean, as far as actually crazy. Both the photo and the status posted around noon had hundreds of shares by the time they were removed. What sick person goes and writes a status about it and it's something that they have to do?
Well, you got to be sick to kill in the first place,
that's
right?
True. Well, in the heat of the cold moment blood. And fighting, I'm not condoning murder by any...
Well, you know, it can
she's
happen.
She's got a knife. She did keep punching him.
For sure.
If someone keeps punching him, sooner or later you got to shoot him. I mean, it's only a matter of time before you can just shoot him.
Yeah.
Police found the body at his home, reportedly found
he
the...
He should have just hit her back, though, because I'm all for equal rights.
He found the lady's 10-year-old daughter with her mother's body unharmed, which is kind of a sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
They said he carried a concealed weapon and acted like the neighborhood watch captain in their community. He was described as paranoid, with his windows covered and security cameras at his front door. They painted a picture of a paranoid man who kept his windows covered. That's what I just said. Who wrote this shit? He maintains the website emotionalwriter.com and has written a series of bizarre ebooks, including How I Save Someone's Life and Marriage and Family Problems Through Communication. That's a long title for a book. And another,
the guy who murdered it is the guy who wrote that?
Yeah, he also wrote a book where he claims he can hunt ghosts and once saved his wife from a ghost attack. I think he's crazy.
Certainly. Well, you know, you can publish anything, you're right.
Yeah, but I think he's crazy in the head. Like,
a Florida woman was carrying a sign on the street asking for new boobs. The sign said, not homeless, need boobs.
Well, at least she's honest.
People gave her money.
You better hope that she didn't get fucking explosive.
I would consider it a good investment if she promised to stand out there after she got them done.
So,
you know, come
so.
Back, stand out here. I'll give you $5.
Yeah. So, well, maybe show me the old ones and promise to show me the new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Be like, you know, I want to see what I'm getting.
If she had a cardboard sign, if she doesn't feel comfortable standing out there with her top off, she should just have a big picture of her boobs, which obviously are shitty,
mm-hmm.
or she wouldn't want new ones, and say, sign says, look at these. These are gross. Yeah. I need new ones. Please give me $1.
Fix these.
Yeah, or else she could just stand out there, and then people would be going, oh, my God, here's $10. Like, oh, geez, put those gross prune things away.
You know, Florida man and Florida woman died.
Every day.
After running into each other.
Really?
A married couple just down the street from their house. One was on a ATV, I do believe, a Banshee. And one was on a motorbike. And one was coming home and one was joyriding or whatever. And they hit nearly head on and both died.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
I thought you were going to say he rode his ATV to the ATM, uses his AT&T phone to come back and...
Yeah.
A-O-H-O-J-L-M-N-O.
Here's the story of a cop in Miami who tased and killed an 18-year-old kid who was caught spray-painting a building at night.
Okay.
After they looked into his record, he has arrested an old woman last year when she tried to ask him how to get home on Memorial Day weekend. He punched a guy at a concert.
I've done that.
Tasered and beaten Iraqi war vet.
Man.
And this guy is still a cop.
So he admitted to all that stuff?
No, that's already in his past record.
Huh.
In his dossier.
Hmm.
And then a man on a dare in Florida is eating only dollar store food.
Weird. I heard that a 99-year-old woman won a $99 shopping spree at a 99-cent store. That would be pretty good. $99, you get 100 items.
Yeah. Don't buy the spices, though, lady.
Why not?
The spices are generally old and drab.
Huh. Well, Hans, our good listener, he suggested that we try to find some crazy Oregon stories to counter... To see who's crazio.
I couldn't really find as many.
Me either.
I saw like sites that had Florida as a category just because it was there's so much crazy news from there.
Right. All I can find out is crazy weather. And that ain't even fucking funny. So Hans, I don't know. I appreciate your idea, but I just don't think that there's a... Okay, here's one. This is from a month or so ago. But we already talked about this. So it was the two-faced kitten from up there by Amity or somewhere up there.
Yeah. I can tell you a crazy New Jersey story.
Okay.
A man was arrested for stabbing his wife 47 times. But after 3 years of waiting for trial, he was released because she did it herself.
How did they find that out? Did she just admit to it later?
No, she's dead.
But how did they find out that... How did they find out she did it to herself?
Well, 46 of the wounds were superficial. And to pretty much... The defense was that she was stabbing herself, trying to work up the courage. And the 47th one was the one that was the lethal. You know, she had been on some medication, maybe. Oh, yeah, she was high on oxycodone.
Oh.
So she was, like...
Do more of that.
Stabbing herself, and eventually... Bleh!
Nice.
So that's how the story went anyway.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
You know, beer cans are on the rise. Did you know that?
No.
Now everybody always prefers bottles.
They're on the rise?
Yeah, they're on the rise. People are buying more beer in cans these days,
okay.
And some of the bottlers are focusing on cans.
Right on.
You know, rather than because it's you know, canning technology is up there no longer, you know. Maybe it's the Keystone that brought it in.
Huh.
Yeah, just a little beer news.
Yeah. Here's a little weird story from, I can't even remember where it's from. Ohio? Somewhere like Iowa. One of those that sound like that. Iowa. The lady just gave birth to twins that are her own granddaughters.
Wow.
And her daughters, really. Because she birthed them.
She was
she acted as a gestational carrier for her own daughter.
Wow.
So that means what did the son-in-law have to with the
hey or did squinted, they'd probably look alike
or yeah and you know I don't know, that's weird.
Maybe she was there with them too, like approving, like in the bunch.
It just says that she carried the babies for them. But I don't know how they got them in there. Oh, they eggs and sperm were harvested from the parents and then artificially joined through in vitro fertilization. The resulting embryo is implanted in the carrier's uterus dick slider. I heard about the procedure on a talk show, she said, and decided to check out the possibility of me doing that for them since they could not have kids of their own. The embryos for the twins were kept in storage in the Mayo Clinic. Since 2010, I think we may have talked about this before. I'm having a flashback whether we talked about it and asking the moral question, is it okay to carry your daughter's kids because then they're not going to know whether you're grandma or mom.
Yeah, it would be weird.
But I guess
yeah, because you would have that natural mother bond, right?
Yeah, and she would want to have them, you know, you think.
Yeah. Huh. Very interesting. That's weird that they call it the Mayo Clinic, though, right? When it's all sperm.
Mayo. I called it Mayo just because I didn't want to say Mayo.
Yeah.
Is it called Mayo?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, Mayo, Mayo.
I just remember that's how it's spelled.
It is spelled like Mayo.
A lady in Russia got her head stuck in between bed railings during sex.
That's awesome. Did they have to call the... paramedics?
Well, the dude took off and left her there.
Okay.
And a neighbor found her naked, and so they had to call the police.
Oh, he stuck my head in the bed frame and then just took off.
Yeah. I think they might have even been married. No, that couldn't be right. That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
And he just takes off. Well, what are you going to do?
That's a pretty brave thing.
Yeah.
This Texan dude claimed to be Obama's son.
Oh, really?
Mrs. Obama's son? Texas police said that they were holding a suspect who allegedly tried to withdraw money from a bank in Bryan, Texas, claiming he was Michelle Obama's adopted son. Old Johnny Gooden. He's a Gooden. He's... told a bank teller that he had been adopted recently by the first lady whom he claimed he had met on Facebook and had asked him to take some money out of her account at the Chase Bank. That's brave. I just need to take some Obama money out of their account.
Yeah.
I'm just clearly her son. Duh. Different name. I've adopted. But they said Gooden refused to leave after being told the First Lady did not have an account at the bank. So so then they contacted authorities.
I guess they would probably just have an account at every bank, right?
Yeah. The Houston Chronicle said police found a bag of marijuana in his pocket and learned that he had a rap sheet and an outstanding warrant for resisting arrest and assaulting a public servant. He was taken away on warrants and a new arrest for pot possession. Good job there, Johnny.
Wow.
I'm Obama's son. Give me some of that money.
Yep.
I'm not stoned.
We're all the son of Obama.
I'm Obama's son. You just be like, you got to be drunk to say, I'm Obama's son.
I'm Obama's son.
I'm his son.
Maybe that's what his name was Obama's son. Like, you got Danielson?
Michelle Obama adopted me on Facebook, goddammit, and I want some of her money. She told me to pick it up. I'm taking it to their house.
The adopted kids of Michelle Obama.
That white one over there in Washington, remember she said.
You ever go to the Seattle Hemp Fest?
No, but I've wanted to.
This year, the cops are giving out Doritos. They got 1,000 bags they're going to give out.
For stoners?
Yeah, apparently they got like a little information on the back about more about the law, like what is legal, what isn't legal, you know, stuff like that. So help people understand the law more and, you know, show that they're with the law, not going to look to still arrest you, I guess, for
right.
marijuana.
Because it's legal.
Yeah.
Especially up there, it's totally legal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just have it, smoke it, do whatever.
So it seems like a little like a, maybe like an olive branch kind of a thing. Not that there, you know, there's always bad blood between stoners and cops, but maybe, hey, you know.
There is.
Don't be driving around. But we're not going to really fuck with you, though, if you're just enjoying your own little weed in your own little home.
Don't be driving around.
Yeah. In Forest Grove, I do have a couple Oregon stories. In Forest Grove, people are having a problem with a Bikini Beast barista coffee stand.
They got some of those in Portland. I don't think. What's the problem?
I don't know.
People, it's awesome because they're so up taller and you can like see their crotch really good. And then they bend over. They have to bend way over.
Yeah.
Can I get a nip slip in there?
What is wrong with people?
Can I get a nip slip and a nip dip in my triple dipped caramel latte fucking espresso, please, with extra shots of espresso? Because that's just gross. It's gross. It's just gross. Coffee's gross.
The third daughter of a Romanian king was arrested in Oregon. She's like 25th in line for the King of England or something.
What'd she do?
She was running a cockfighting ring.
Okay.
She's fifth in line for the throne of Romania, and she was running a cockfighting ring here in Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like bum sword fight cockfight?
Bum sword fights,
that's
yes.
That's the new cockfighting.
Yep.
Bum cockfights.
Yeah. But, she had an elaborate thing going on, and that kind of stuff, I think, goes on more than people think.
Oh, I think so, too.
In the underground, both dogs and cockfighting, and I don't...
And the bum sword fights.
Yeah, I don't think it's restricted to necessarily the South, either. I think people would be surprised.
Yeah, I mentioned that to a few people after we talked about that, the bum sword fights, and they said, ew. They're like, why would anyone ever watch that? And I was like, I don't know. Why do people watch stuff?
Yeah, there's something in it, yeah. Well, there's got to be some sort of prize, right? You gotta get, maybe we'll have to, like, get some stories from them so it builds up interest so the audience cares about these people before.
We'll build a big backstory of why they're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
and
duel.
What's on the line.
It's a duel to the finish, and the last one to shoot loses.
Yeah.
Because you just got to, you know, and maybe they could have bum porn. Bump porn.
Bump porn.
bum porn, bum porn, bum porn, bum porn. And you just hire homeless
Sounds like a
people.
Trailer Park episode, you bum, know, because they were always bum, into the porn.
Yeah, so they could just have J-Rock over there.
He would just get a couple
people.
Bums.
So I just lay on these garbage sacks and these newspapers here and then just do the thing. We're just going to film you. It'll be bum porn, girls gone wild. You a bum? You still got a hot bum on you, though, don't you? You want to see him smacking them some bums? We ain't going to be fighting. We're going to be smacking asses. Come on, Bubbles, get up in here.
He's like, I'm going to be just coming up and smacking girls on the badonkadonk. I don't want to be that guy.
Fucking Bubbles. I'm stoked about the new movie coming out and the series that they're, season 8 that they're filming. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that Dokken and Rat almost died?
What? When?
Just the other day. Unless one of them was just getting stoned, the jet carrying the band's Rat and Dokken returned to the Moline, Illinois airport Saturday after smoke was smelled in the cockpit. Vintage Vinyl News says the private aircraft had reached 7,000 feet after taking off in Moline when the pilots detected the smell of smoke and immediately flew the plane back to the airport, realizing they had forgot their lighter. Just kidding. Now, they didn't even say if it was like electrical smoke or pot smoke. The music industry news website said sources said no smoke was detected in the passenger cabin where the 13 people were riding. Rat and Dokken just made an emergency landing after a fire in the cockpit. We are okay. Huh. Rat posted on their official Twitter page.
You've seen Almost Famous, right?
Yeah.
Well, which one of those guys of the 13 in the panic moment admitted they were gay?
Or said, I love you, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember that $50 that you owe me? Just forget about it, man. I love you, dude. You remember that one time that we accidentally touched penises in the bathroom?
When we were bums?
I loved it, but I didn't ever want to tell you until we died. No, so then they wound up driving to Wakanda, Illinois. Wakanda. Why aren't you guys playing Des Moines or somewhere?
I wonder if they'll...
Indianapolis.
If they're going to chill on flying on their tours now.
I don't know.
Because that could put a scare of death of you.
Then they posted, Rat posted, on the way to Wakanda, the tour rolls on Rockin' the Farm. What was it, like a Illinois-ahoma? Rocklahoma?
It must be.
God, Rat and Dokken.
That would have been big news, man.
That would have been.
Those guys.
Yeah, I don't know who all is actually still in the band. I know, pretty sure that the ex-bass player from Dokken is now playing in Foreigner, and they're touring right now, so he couldn't be in both.
Yeah. You know, Jack Handy is a real person, right?
Yeah. We talked about him a few weeks ago.
Did you know he wrote Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer?
No, but that sounds like him.
And he wrote Toonses.
That's excellent. I love Toonses the Driving Cat.
He just released his first novel, The Stench of Honolulu.
Yeah.
And sounds interesting.
Yeah. Like we had just talked about him on the show, and then like something happened. He posted something, and there was a book coming out, and that just goes to show you that we are like cutting edge. We report on stuff before it even happens because we already know, and then we report on stuff that already happens too. But Rat and Dokken still alive.
Yeah, you know, Star Trek I thought would be bigger than it is.
Yeah,
it's not.
Didn't do that well?
Well, the new movie I heard is getting slammed by Star Trek fans, but I don't really know anything about that. But there was recently a convention, and they tried to set the world record for the number of people dressed up in Star Trek character at one time in one room. And they broke the record at a measly 1,085 people. It was nothing.
That is nothing. That ain't even worth reporting on.
I thought it was Star Trek, it'd be more like 50,
a million. 50,000
at least.
Yeah. At 1, least.
You know, more people than that played air guitar in one spot at a time, I think.
Yeah, or did something else stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah. What would you dress up as a character from Star Trek?
Star Trek? Any of the Star Treks?
Yeah.
I would probably have to go with the old Star Trek, and I would... dressed like all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
They just had the same suit. It just depends on what kind of wig I wear, right? Because there were no long hairs.
Yeah.
I would probably be Jim.
What's the one with the color that they wore, the guy would always die?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a color that, like, they would just die?
If that's true, I don't know.
I don't know. I never watched it.
You never watched the original Star Trek?
Not really. I've seen a few.
Dude. How can you sit here and talk about it when you don't even know what you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Star Treks.
I hate this when rich people get charged with stuff and they get a slap on the hand like community service and then they don't even fucking do it.
Uh-huh.
A judge added 1,000 hours to Rihanna beater, or wait, yeah, Chris Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who he beats? Okay, he beats her. And the judge added 1,000 hours to Chris Brown's community service order for submitting fake community service reports.
Yeah. And
already did it. Oh, you did?
He's got like a year to do it.
I already did it. Here, look, I did these. No, you didn't. Those are fake. Here, have 1,000 more hours.
I don't think they should give him anything.
More hours?
I don't think they should charge him with the crime.
Why?
Because she went back to him.
So that's her fault. She should have been charged, too.
I know. She's enabling and excusing his behavior. So if she excuses his behavior, where's the victim?
Is that the whole thing of the show today? Who's the victim?
Who's the victim?
Who's the victim here?
No. I mean, I know that's an extreme view, but
hey, that's what we all stand for here at the Terry
Gatch
Comedy Show.
Yeah, I mean, should he be punished so severely when she is accepting of the behavior, obviously?
Well, obviously. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. So I guess they were thinking about, I don't watch this show. Well, I do, but I don't tell anybody. No, I don't. That guy that died from Glee, they were thinking about killing his character off with a drug overdose. But I guess they're not going to do that now.
Really? Wow.
They ought to. That's what he did. Jesus.
They had that episode where they had the school bombing threat or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they could just have him die in one of those. Maybe they could have an episode where he is the gunman and they shoot him down.
Huh. Well, he said that he will die off screen, that his manner of death will not echo that of his portrayer's real-life demise. I guess they still haven't decided. There are a lot of things they have to decide about how they're going to deal with it at this point. But yeah, apparently that was something they were thinking of doing. And I guess just out of respect or maybe to not upset the family or whatever.
They thought they'd just send out a press release that they're not going to do it.
Yeah. That's real nice, huh?
It is.
Good point. That's a great point. Thanks for pointing it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to do it, but we were going to. So everybody knows we won't.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do that. But now you know what we thought. And now you're thinking, well, maybe
they should. Thought that counts, though. Hasn't anybody told them that?
That's an old phrase, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard that, like, at least a year ago. And then one time about 40 years ago, I heard that, too.
Here's another story of abuse.
Abuse.
There was a donkey in Israel, and he was abused by his previous owner. He would be wrapped up in barbed wire. So he had all these scars on his legs, and he made it out to an animal sanctuary, and he had embarrassment over the scars on his legs. Not only that, but flies and bugs are biting on him. And so the locals made him a pair of pants. And so he reportedly asked for assless chaps.
Oh!
But he took what he could get. So this goat, they're actually front pants, front leg pants. It's pretty goofy fucking looking.
Front leg pants?
Yeah, they're on his front legs. A goat in front leg pants.
They should
and he just look.
They should patent that for certain people, too, that have front This is just my front leg pants.
Yep, goat pants. Goats and pants.
What's my back pants? What's my back leg pants? Ain't got no pant legs on my back leg pants. Hey, we're introducing new Levi's front pants. Front leg pants. It's like the three-legged pants. Holland, you got any of those?
What?
Front leg pants?
Find out now and we'll find out later.
Prayer. He always says, a prayer.
It's always something cool because you know he's a
Hans Jakobson with the Satanic Sabbath Band. Today, Hans is listening to some blues. We're talking old school blues. Got any guesses on the old school blues?
Johnny Winter.
That's a good guess, but it's incorrect. The album is called I Am the Blues by good old Willie Dixon.
Willie Dixon?
Yeah, really.
He wrote a lot of stuff for the Stones.
Well, he didn't write it for them. they stole it from him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't it, some other bigger hits too, right?
I believe so.
Honky Tonk Woman?
Nah. We're talking early on that weren't really big. Meh. That was an incorrect answer. And that was also the first cover of Honky Tonk Woman. Wrong answer.
I gave
a wrong answer.
That would be a great song to do with the cigarette book. I mad at.
If you can please read a story to your child before it happens to you, then they won't be scared of you like I am of me. I am scared of my own voice. Sometimes I talk to myself for 4 hours before I realize that I'm not talking to anybody. And then my battery goes dead and my voice just felt longer. Excuse me while I repark. Charge punk. That would be terrible.
What have you been rolling in your the vinyl CD?
I introduced my stepson Mike into the very first Dark Angel on vinyl.
Dark Angel.
I didn't
Dark
tell him what
Angel.
It was. Turned on is their first album. It's called We Have Arrived, and they were just like. It sounded like they hadn't been playing their instruments that long, but they were getting out there and they were doing it and they were getting better. They're a great band now. I believe they're coming back. This was before infamous, whatever you want to call him, drummer Gene Hoagland, who also played for Death and Death Clock, which is weird. He played for Death and Death Clock, mm-hmm. and Testament and Strapping Young Lad and just a ton of bands.
Wow.
He was in Dark Angel before all those, so they were the precursor to all that. And this was actually before he was even in the band. His name was on the CD, but it said drums were played by Jack Meoff. I can't remember his last name, but I'll just
say it.
His name was Jack. I know that. And it was funny because you could tell the double bass wasn't really perfect because they weren't. It was kind of like listening to an old Void demo.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of that, we got Pat Wambacher actually came by.
Really?
I texted him and asked for his blessing to do Void without him, which was kind of weird and kind of tongue-in-cheek, but kind of serious and kind of mm-hmm. also weird at the same time.
You just wanted to mention it.
Yeah, I go, I don't know if you heard, but we're playing and we're going to do this. Hope that it's okay. No, I said, really, I want to ask your blessing because it was all of his drum parts. He was the only drummer for that band ever, so... Told him that I was teaching Mike the stuff and that he was doing real well and that we needed him to stop by and show us what the fuck he was doing on some of these parts because it's really hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually did stop by.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah. And he showed Mike a couple things and he gave him a thumbs up when we played a few songs. And I think we've got like 5 songs now that we can play all the way through, which is about a 25-minute set, which would work in a pinch. That's just got the new guys trained up. We haven't brought... Ron and Lance into it yet, which they're vets, so they should just be able to jump right on, but we'll see what happens. So, and I don't expect us doing a show before the end of the year because we want to get all the... We can make it through the songs, but we don't play them perfectly, so... It's fun, though. It's a good time, so I'm glad that Pat stopped by, and he was actually stoked to get to watch the songs be played by someone other than himself and someone who's actually making an effort to learn all the little
intricate parts that Pat used to play that someone could come in and just kind of forget about him, you know. But
yeah,
so it's pretty cool for him, cool for us, and I'm stoked about it.
Hell yeah.
And Robert got to meet Goat Pants.
Goat
Hans.
Pants.
Yeah, that's Hans's new name, Goat Pants, Front Pants. And he said, hey, it's a pleasure to meet you guys. And he met Ron for the first time, and he was like...
And they exchanged Goat Pants.
He pulled the fanboy thing, and he's like, well, we're going to take off. And Robert said, hey, Hans, can I talk to you for a second?
Uh-oh.
Oh. He's like, I just wanted to say that it's like a total honor to be playing this stuff. I've been a fan of you guys since the fourth grade, and when I got my first Void demo in the fourth grade, you guys were... like the same to me as like Exodus and the other bands that I was starting to listen to. I didn't know that there was any difference. He goes, not that there was, but you know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, cool. I appreciate that. And he's like, I just want to, you know, make sure. And I don't know if he heard me say that to Pat, just get your blessing to do this. And he's like, oh, totally. He's like, it's all cool. I knew what was going on. He's like, oh, cool. He's like, do you think you'd ever want to get together and maybe try to write some new Void shit, even though you're not in the band, to keep it authentic? And I was like, shit, he ain't writing shit for Griefhammer. I can't even get him to write music for the band that he's in right now. So don't be trying to... I was just kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to eventually try to write some new stuff, but make it true to form to where, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to write a riff that I think I would hear on a Void record, not just something that I thought of,
mm-hmm.
but something, and structure it like we structured our songs, which as I'm coming to find out as I try to teach these guys these songs... We did have a definite style that I'd never really noticed before because I was in it, I guess. But a lot of the songs have similar arrangements, but they're totally non-conventional. Just weird. Pretty surreal. It's been kind of strange. It's pretty cool. He's Robert and Michael are both very gung-ho motherfuckers. They want to learn it, and they want to get it. And so that's good to have people who want to do it who are...
Classic Michael Keaton movie.
Gung Ho?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost as good as Mr. Mom.
Yeah, right around in this wheelhouse.
What's your top five Michael Keaton movies?
Well, those two would probably have to be in there.
Yeah. Night Shift.
Beetlejuice.
And Jackie Brown. That's my five.
Was he in Jackie Brown?
Yeah, he was at one of the cops that was like interrogating her. Why does he got this money? Blah, blah, blah. He's trying to turn her against him and stuff.
I'm going to go Batman.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's old school Batman, huh? From the 90s. 92? Yeah. Maybe, somewhere around there.
Nicholson as the Joker. Wait till they get a load of me.
I think he's too old now to be acting. I mean, he's not. But I don't want to see him any... I don't know.
He doesn't do as many movies as he used to.
I know.
And you see him more at the Lakers games and enjoying his life. You know what's weird about Nicholson is when he was young, he was big with the older ladies. Now he's old and he's big with the younger ladies.
Well, younger to him could still be 50.
Yeah. Like,
man, she's 20
exactly.
years younger than
exactly.
me. That's 20 years younger than me. He could be like James Woods, who's 60 and just dates 20 years olds. And then once they get to 26, he's like, we're breaking up. I'm getting this 20-year-old.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot. I'm still 10 years older than I was last time that I got a 20-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, he's James Woods. That's why.
Yeah.
Or
he has
are
a high school named after him.
Are there actually women, young women, who are attracted to 60-year-old men sexually and romantically and emotionally?
Maybe romantically. I doubt sexually.
Maybe they'd just seen all of his movies growing up.
I think that there's probably the nightlife that they could provide and the financial security. I think that
like
would
the
be
girl probably said, when I was 7, I saw that movie where he got naked and walked around in the sheep field. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
What was
Which
that
one?
Movie? I don't know, but he got fully naked and walked around in the rain, and it was just totally uncomfortable and unnecessary because it was full frontal nudity James Woods.
I'd never seen that.
Good. Watch out for it because it's a catch you by surprise. It's about this farmer, and he's like losing the farm or something, and there's a bunch of drama, and it's a pretty good movie.
Sounds like he's losing his mind.
Yeah, but then he did because, you know, he's going to lose the farm. Maybe I can't really remember the whole thing. I just that just got me, and I'm like, oh, what? And then, like, you look away for a minute because you think this isn't going to last that long. How long could a guy walking around naked in a muddy field with a, well, there were sheep out there, but he wasn't, don't get the wrong idea, he wasn't doing anything to him. He was, he just took all of his clothes off in a rainstorm and then started crying. And then walked around. And that's just, was part of the movie apparently that was written into the script. Who knows? Maybe he just did that. And they said, that was fucking awesome. We're leaving that in there.
Yeah.
I know it's been a rough schedule, Mr. Woods, and that you've been working hard on this movie for the last 6 months, but Jesus Christ, why don't you see a counselor or something? But we're leaving that in. I'm just going to write it into the script.
Yeah.
God, I wish I could remember the name of that movie. I guess if you
go to Mr. Skin. Ooh. Or Mrs. Skin.
I like Mr. Skin. That's a song.
Is it?
Spirit. That was the first record I listened once I got my record player back up and running.
Mr. Skin?
By Spirit, the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. Randy, California.
Hmm. You have any audio records, like Stephen King books on record?
Audio records. All my records are audio records. No, the closest I have about books on record is Dr. Seuss, and I found another one.
Yeah, that's right.
I found another one, so I've got not only Horton, he doesn't hear a who on this one, but Horton finds an egg, I think is what it's called. And then there's some other one about the Squeeblies or some weird made-up name that Dr. Seuss. But I tried to play him, like I said, for Jaden, yeah, and he's like, I want to watch cartoons. This is bogus, man. Accidents happen. As he zips the needle across the record. Just kidding. He's abusing his accidents happen. It's cute as fuck. He puts his arms up and goes, accidents happen, like if he accidentally knocked his donut on the floor or something, or... Uh-huh. Dropped something, but now it's like full cup of juice. Psh! Accidents happen.
Like he's doing,
oh, I wanna
doing accidents on purpose,
yeah.
Just to use his line?
Well, not so much as I portrayed in that little bit, but I've been doing that in the comedy. And people love stuff about little kids, and that always gets a good response, so I'm going to keep that in the act. Also, the thing where he grabs his penis... And he kind of uses it as a handle, and he kind of leads himself around like he's going over here, pulling himself this way. And whenever we see him doing that, the first thing we think of is, dude, you got to go to the bathroom, man?
Yeah.
He's like, nope, just squeezing it. It's like, man, that's classic. I wish I can't say that. I'm an adult. I wish I could. Just squeezing it. Accidents happen. Sorry. So I need to work that in the middle of my set so, like, later I can do a callback.
Uh-huh.
Accidents happen. And then everybody think, oh, that's so cute. So I think we're almost
dude,
at the end.
I've been watching...
what you watching? What you watching?
Sundance Channel. But it was a 7-episode miniseries, kind of freaky, called Top of the Lake.
Oh?
Watch it on Netflix.
Oh, with an apostrophe?
Top of the Lake.
Oh, Top of the Lake.
Top of the Lake. It's a drama. But yeah, you can watch the whole thing on Netflix. It's... crazy show, man. It's really weird. It's almost Lynchian, but a little, it's not so hard to understand as a Lynch. But it's kind of a backwoods kind of thing, and there was one guy in there, and they were talking about pussy, and one
Black
guy
pussy?
Was talking about how there's all sorts of pussy around here, all these sheep. That's the closest thing to a woman's pussy is a sheep. Why not?
Well, I've never seen a sheep's pussy.
And so, yeah, he was, it was kind of, it's weird. It's a story.
Is that true?
I don't know.
That's the closest thing to a woman's pussy is a sheep's pussy.
That's what they were saying on there. But it was backwards, stuff like that. And they were, it's a BBC show, and that chick from Mad Men is on there.
Ah. That's a good line, though. I like that.
Yeah, she...
the closest thing to my wife's pussy is usually underwear.
Yeah, it's just...
sheep pussy.
It's definitely worth watching.
Sheep pop.
They investigate the disappearance of a 12-year-old pregnant girl.
Oh.
Yeah. She just kind of...
That's too young.
She disappears on her own, but... She's capable of, like, you know,
she's a grown-up 12-year-old.
She has the mindset to be able to survive out in the wilderness, so she kind of wanders off on her own. And you know, her family's kind of like, you know, poverty, backwoods, out in the middle of nowhere kind of a thing. And So there, you know, he's of questionable. You know, he kind of looks dirty. Would he do something like that? Is
he
it him,
looks like
or
he
is
has
it something
bad
else
morals.
Going on? Yeah.
Isn't it weird how some people look like they have bad morals?
Yeah, and then so it's very worth watching, I would say.
You just have an unethical look about you. I don't know what is morally wrong with your looks, but you give me a peaceful, uneasy feeling. That's the Eagles.
Yep. Was that, who sang on that one? Was it Henley?
I think they all.
Fry. It wasn't Fry.
I will know. Who knows? They all had that little country twang. Did you know they were Linda Ronstadt's backup band?
Who was it with the Smuggler's Blues? That was Glenn Fry.
That was Glenn Fry.
Yep. Smuggler's Blues.
I didn't like that song. My dad loved that song. He was talking about it the other day. Pissed me off. I cut him with a chainsaw. It just healed up, too, and I was just like, snip.
Back that happened also in Scarface.
Oh, chainsaw action, for sure. Yeah. And you know what's cool that you told me that you watched Scarface because when we were talking about Breaking Bad and then we said that guy's been other stuff, it took me till right that moment, and I just said it like I knew. I was like, yeah, that guy's in Scarface.
Yeah.
Because I saw him in his white suit in that room with the tropical thing.
Very
finger.
Prominent figure in there.
Yeah.
You know,
it was Frank.
Stoic.
It was Frank. He was the boss, man.
And it, you remember how he went out in that movie?
I don't.
When they were following behind and they were going to blow up that car in front of the UN.
Oh, I said, no kids, man, no kids.
Yeah, and then he shoots them and then he keeps on driving. I told you. I told
Look at you,
you no
now.
Kids.
Look at you now, you stupid fuck.
Yep. Look at you now.
Yeah, you can't look at yourself. Here's a mirror. Look at you. You're dead. Now
There's
what the fuck?
Some great lines in that movie.
Now what the fuck are you going to do? You're dead, man. Jesus Christ. Sorry for getting so vulgar on your goddamn asses on a Wednesday.
It had some good moments in that movie. I still think it might just be a little overrated, and I don't know if it's Pacino's best.
No, and plus his character got out of control, killed his best friend just because he wanted to sleep with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Some people fall in love. He wasn't just trying to get some action. Yeah. He was going to marry her.
And then there was that whole weird scene at the end. Is this what you want?
You want no one else to fuck me, Tony? Why don't you fuck me? Fuck me, Tony!
Nope.
I want to fuck you with a bullet if you don't get the fuck out of my office. My nose is plugged with cocaine.
Yeah.
He's like chopping
up. He's got the powdered donut look.
John Belushi from Saturday Night Live look. He's like, hey, you got some white stuff on your nose there, buddy. He's like, yeah, I can't fucking breathe right now.
In that Glengarry Glen Ross movie, too, he looked a different part than you usually see him.
Yeah. That's good, though. I'll have to rewatch that. You guys check out Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
It's an early 90s movie with, like, Alec Baldwin.
Alan Arkin.
Lemon.
Jack Lemon. And Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about him. That was another reason I watched that.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever we were just talking about.
Pacino.
Yeah. That's the sound that a bullet makes when it ricochets, you know. Pacino. All right,
what was
you guys.
That I was watching it.
What?
The other day. Oh, I was watching the new Duck Dynasty that just came out. And the one, they were all doing bullwhip sounds, like, because they were talking about the guy being whipped. And so they're doing, and then the one guy goes, cow, with his bullwhip. And they all look at him like, what?
Have you ever even heard a bullwhip?
Your bullwhip's broken.
Sigh. I haven't watched that show for a while, but I'll be sure to check out a few episodes. It's a good laugh.
Yeah. It's entertaining, and it's, I don't know.
Hey.
It's better than a lot.
Check out some pizza now. We're going to go get
pizza
some.
Now.
Also, check out TerryGile.com. I almost said Terry Dial. Got dumb. TerryGile.com. You can approach me there for bookings. You can look at where I'm booked. And whatever else. I'm going to put a new video up pretty soon.
Terry Dial, that should be like people can call up a phone number and hear one of your jokes.
Terry Dial, Terry Gile.
Mm-hmm.
Dial Terry. Dial TerryGile.com. Hey, you guys have a good hump day. Get out and do some humping.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Friday.
Rock on.
Friday. We're going to eat acid, so you guys better prepare for a wacky show.
We're looking it up.
Hey, Taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you what is going to be going on in the next few weeks, months, and time coming up. Go do some shows. Go to them. Go to them. Every Friday, for a couple more Fridays, it's Comedy at the Baghdad. That's coming to an end on September 6th. But a couple more weeks. Got to cherish it while it's still here. Every second Friday, Pantsless Comedy at Cornucopia in Eugene. That's the second Friday of every month with Mike McGowan, your host, always bringing up some great comics, usually someone from Portland for a headliner, and then some locals to open the show. Also, every Wednesday at the Tonic Lounge in Portland, we have a weekly recurring humor night. It starts at about 9 o'clock with Whitney Street as your host and a bunch of great comics, and then an open mic after the show. So, comedy going strong in Oregon. Go check it out. Speaking of which, Eugene Celebration is August 23rd through 25th. And on the 23rd and 24th, yours truly, that's me, I'll be down at the Cosmic Pizza doing Cosmic Comedy at 6 p.m. That's a free show. That's 8th and Charnelton, Cosmic Pizza, with a Z in both of those words, Cosmic Pizza. 6 o'clock showtime, I go on third both nights. And then on the 24th, I'll be at the KLCC stage between 1:30 and 5:30, announcing sponsors, introducing bands, telling jokes, and that kind of stuff. So come out to the Eugene Celebration this weekend. It's going to be fun. August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. That's on Saturday. Hope you got your tickets. I doubt if it's sold out, but whatever. I'm not going. Hope you do. August 29th, Gary Numan will be playing In Cars and Down by the Park. At least those two songs I know. Wow Hall, Eugene, Oregon. He's got an opening act that isn't local, so you go check those out. Unless you're into metal, then you should go to the Eugene Metal Celebration. I think it's the third annual. It's August 29th through 31st. Three days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Five or six bands every night. Metal to the gills, so go check that out. August 30th. Comedy at the Baghdad. That's a Friday, like I was talking about. Me and Seth Milstein, my good buddy from Eugene, are going to be going up there and telling jokes with some other people. It'll be the second to the last Comedy at the Baghdad ever. Tristan does have a new venue to carry on his weekly thing. I think it's in Vancouver at the Kiggins Theater, but we'll have more information on that as time goes by. September 8th, Uproar Fest with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and many more bands at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. Last I checked, 30-pound Tess was in third place, which I think will get them on the stage. They had 79.9% of the vote with my good friend Bo and Wendy, who used to cover for me at karaoke. His brother-in-law's band, Windowpane, is at number one. So a couple friends' bands in the top three there to play at the Uproar Fest on September 8th. You should go vote for them at 30poundtest.com. September 12th, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band, will be playing at the Wow Hall. Yeah, exactly. September 6th, oh, I already said that. September 13th, it's a Friday the 13th, it's Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also that night, I'll be doing a comedy show at the Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, the Tiny Tavern Comedy Extravaganza. Maybe you can catch both those shows. They're both in Eugene. It's September 13th. And then September 28th. What does that say? World of Lies, Necryptic, and the Entity at the Black Forest. I'm going to try to check out that show for sure. It's a Saturday night. Necryptic hasn't played around for a while, and I haven't got to see World of Lies in a long time, so that's going to be a great show. October 4th, Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen at the Wow Hall for a comedy show. Opening act is the Donkey Show Boys. Drew and Marcus will both be doing a comedy set before that show. Got some great metalhead shows. They're shows for metalheads with bands like Diamond Head at the Hawthorne Theater with Raven, October 11th. And then on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. Gwar Hawthorne Theater, October 15th with Whitechapel.
Orange Goblin at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th. And November 26th, we got Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies opening the show. Lots of good metal shows coming up, lots of comedy. There's a lot of stuff going on at Helium that I don't announce, but just go check it out for yourself. When you get back, turn on the internet, listen to Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, because it's the only thing you got to do, right? TedCastPodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some shit. Love you guys. Peace out. Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. Forgot about that one.